Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL yesterday, Cam Newton fumbled in the red zone with 31 seconds left to secure the Bills' 24-21 win over the Patriots. Also, the Chiefs destroyed the Jets 35-9, and the Eagles routed the Cowboys 23-9. The Steelers are 7-0 after rallying to beat the Ravens yesterday 28-24. They remain the NFL's only unbeaten team, and it's their best start in team history. In NFL news, the Jets have reportedly agreed to trade veteran linebacker Avery Williamson to the Steelers. The Jets are also sending a 2022 seventh-round draft pick for Pittsburgh's 2022 fifth-rounder. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick's nearly perfect season came to a sudden halt yesterday when he was bounced from the playoffs in a stunning upset at Martinsville Speedway. Chase Elliott won the high-stakes race to earn his first berth in the Championship Four and knocked out Harvick from title contention despite winning 9 races and the regular season championship. In soccer, New York City FC ripped the New York Red Bulls 5-2 and the New England Revolution downed DC United 4-3. In MLB news, Giancarlo Stanton is keeping the remaining $218 million and 7 guaranteed years in his Yankees contract rather than opt out after a pair of injury-decimated seasons. Stanton hit .250 with 4 homers and 11 RBIs in the pandemic-shortened 2020 season, limited to 23 games by a strained left hamstring. He rebounded to become the Yankees' best offensive player in the playoffs, hitting .308 with 6 homers and 13 RBIs in 7 games. And relievers Dellin Betances and Brad Brock plan to stay with the Mets. Both hurlers are coming off poor seasons. Betances pitched to a 7.71 ERA in 15 appearances last season, while Brock logged a 5.84 ERA in 14 games after missing the start of the season due to COVID-19. I'm Jesse King.